Hey everyone, Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Hey, welcome to the Short Stuff. Josh, Chuck, Jerry, Dave, let's go.
All right, this is our episode on dog poop.
That's right. You can't say poop.
Dog poop. White dog poop.
Specifically white dog poop. The same white dog poop that Sarah Silverman sang about. Same white dog poop that shows up in Step Brothers, which is probably the only reason why people who were born after the late 80s are aware that white dog poop even ever existed.
I don't know the Sarah Silverman bit, and I've seen Step Brothers a bunch, and I don't remember the white dog poop in that one.
Those neighborhood bullies, the kids, they make Will Ferrell touch his tongue to the white dog poop.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Until you sent this, I didn't notice that I don't notice white dog poop anymore.
Oh, really? I definitely did. It was a mainstay while we were growing up. Like, it was a thing. When you were walking down the sidewalk in your neighborhood, and you would just look to your left in somebody's yard, there were piles of white dog poop. And you do not see that these days.
I never thought about it until you sent this. And there is a reason why. And I thought the reason was going to be as simple as people pick up their dog poop more than they did in the 80s.
That is absolutely wrong.
Yeah. It's calcium, right?
Yeah. The diet of dogs changed dramatically in the late 80s, early 90s. And the thing that was giving these dogs white dog poop or making dogs poop white was an overabundance of calcium that was in standard dog food at the time.
Yeah. Dog food was pretty bad back then. There's still tons of bad dog food and pet food in general, but there's lots of really good stuff now. Back then, it was very much loaded with bone meal. And some meat, but basically it's that bone meal, lots of calcium in bones. And, you know, calcium is good to dogs. You know, a little bit of calcium is fine. But if you have too much of it, you can't absorb it. It comes out in your poop and it doesn't come out white, but it dries up in the sun. And once the water is removed, it turned that chalky white.
Yeah, I think IFL Science compared it to when humans take like vitamins, and we don't absorb all of it. It just comes out in our pee. Same thing with calcium in dogs' diets. Like after they have as much as they need, they just pass it in their poop. And then also one of the other problems with that dog food in the 60s, 70s, and 80s is that the way that the bones were rendered made it even harder to absorb. So a lot of that calcium, they might not have even been getting enough calcium from the food. They just weren't absorbing it. They were passing it. So if the poop wasn't coming out white, which I can attest, I had a dog in the 80s.
What was your dog's name?
Well, there were a few, but Jingle Bells, JB, was a great one. God, JB was such a good dog. We brought her home and put her in the fence for the first time. We went to the shelter and brought her home. And she just looked at us and jumped right over the fence. And we're like, oh, this one's going to be trouble.
Oh,
and she
boy.
Was, but she was a great dog. And then the other one was LL, LL Bean. Those are the two dogs I had in the 80s.
That's great. That's a very 80s dog name.
totally.
LL Bean.
Yeah, she was so sweet. I'll just tell you one anecdote real quick. LL was a, I guess, kind of a shepherd mix, Doberman shepherd mix, kind of. Super sweet, super sad eyes. Just the sweetest dog. She just looked like she'd seen too much in life, even though I know for a fact she hadn't. She just had kind of the old soul thing going on. And she was roommates with a dog named Hershey, a little schnauzer. And Hershey would fall into the pool every once in a while. And LL, who was a great swimmer, would go in and swim over to Hershey and push her, nudge her toward the steps so they could both get out. I saw it more than once. That's how good a dog LL was.
Well, very quickly then, I, as a child, had the big two were Huggy Bear and Bo. Huggy Bear was a German Shepherd that had floppy ears, and Bo was a Basset Hound who would step on its ears. They were so long. And we, you know, talked about it before, but we kept our dogs outside. My parents did that. We had a big, probably quarter acre dog fenced-in dog pen with a very large doghouse built on it. And when Huggy Bear died, Bo died not long after because of a broken heart, we think. Wow. And one day my parents came home and found me laying in their doghouse crying.
Aww. That's sweet. How old were you?
I don't remember. Probably like 9 or 10.
Man, that is sweet, Chuck.
Would be a guess. But anyway, you were talking before we digressed about your dogs in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. So we both had dogs in the 80s and we could attest that their poop didn't come out white. It magically became white as time wore on.
That's right. And we could stop here with some heartwarming stories and the answer to that question. But because we do what we do, we're going to talk more about dog food and dog poop right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We promised to talk more about dog food. It used to be not as good, like we said, full of bone meal and stuff like that. But after World War II, there was a better economy and many more dogs became household pets. And over time, and of course, it's really exploded in the past like 15 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. But even back then, manufacturers realized that there was a lot of money to be made in the pet industry, and dog foods started very slowly to become a little bit better and then got really, really good in the past 15 years.
Well, they got worse before they got better, for sure, because when they figured out that they could mass produce this stuff and sell it like gangbusters, they were like, well, what's the cheapest stuff we can put in here that won't actually kill the dogs, most likely?
Horse.
And so they started putting, well, the horse was actually earlier in the century before World War II.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, this is just wrong. Somehow we can't put our finger on it, but we are not going to feed our dogs horse meat anymore.
Yeah.
After World War II, that's when they started extruding stuff, which apparently extracts a lot of vitamins and nutrients from food. They started adding a lot of fillers that are super cheap. And the food we were feeding our dogs was just terrible. And they came loaded with calcium.
That's right. And like I said, food got better and better over the years, especially more recently. Mm-hmm. And these days, there's a lot of debate on like what you should be feeding your pets. Everything kind of points to like real food. Like if you're the best pet owner in the world, mm-hmm. you're cooking your dog food and vegetables and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yumi cooks that for Mo all the time. There's also some pretty good stuff you can order, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I think that's probably dogs have the healthiest diet as a group now in their entire history with humans.
Yeah, absolutely. Dogs love veggies. I feed my dogs table scrap veggies all the time. Mm-hmm. And all of my dogs, even before this crew, have loved vegetables. But I think they just like any kind of human food. I rarely see them turn their little noses up at anything.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Mama will eat stuff I won't eat, like peas.
Yeah, oh, I love peas.
So you said that dog food got better and better. The thing is the reason why white dog poop suddenly disappeared is because it suddenly got better around the late 80s and 90s. Like, people started being like, this is not, stop selling us this stuff. It's not good for our dogs. And there was a quick change in the industry, and that led to lower amounts of calcium, which led to lower amounts of white dog poop.
Yeah.
Until it essentially just went away.
Yeah. They got more fiber in their diet now, and just, you know, more nutrient and vitamin rich dog food. I'm now noticing, I guess, that I think about it, but I honestly never really thought about it until yesterday when I started reading up on this stuff, that I guess you really don't see as much white dog poop anymore.
And there's also, like, it's still not done. Like, dogs definitely eat better than ever, but we're still like, well, wait a minute. Can they exist on a vegan diet? Don't know. Is dry dog food better than wet? Apparently wet dog food has 8 times the greenhouse gas emissions of dry dog food. But if you ask the dog, they're like, no, we want wet.
Yeah.
So the jury's still out, but it is clear that dog food is healthier than it ever has been in the history of dog food.
Yeah, back when we had Lucy before she left us, she had autoimmune issues.
Oh.
Lucy and Buckley did. And so grain-free diet, that's when we started sort of going grain-free back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of kept on that train through this new batch.
Yeah, I've seen grain can be kind of hard on dogs sometimes. It's not uncommon from what I saw too. And then fats too. Depending on the kind of fat, it can lead to pancreatitis pretty quickly in dogs, or even gastritis. And you don't want either of those, because once they start, they can become chronic. And that's sad for the dog, because they have to eat the most boring, bland diet imaginable.
Should we finish up on what dog poop should look like?
Let's.
And now, if your dog is healthy, generally looks like, because of the lack of calcium?
Yeah, if you see white poop now, and it's speckled white, that's probably worms, and you want to do something about that.
Yeah. If you see the old school white poop, that means, you know, someone's living 70s style. Someone's got a big stash of, I'm not going to name check any brands, but, you know, what we fed people in the 80s, or what we fed dogs in the 80s.
They also, raw diets often contain ground up bones, and that can cause the old school white dog poop too.
Yeah. So normal dog poop is a tube of poop. It should be firm, and it should be like a light, like chocolatey brown.
Yeah, that's thanks to our friends at All Dogs Poop, the dog waste cleaning service.
Yeah, which is amazing. What should it not look like?
Well, if it's orange, it means that your dog is not digesting it slowly enough. It's just kind of passing through, largely undigested or too undigested, and it'll come out orange, and you want to look into that.
What if it's yellow?
If it's yellow, that means it probably has some mucus in it, which means that your dog is not tolerating its food very well.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the reason why is because you just switched their diet radically and all of a sudden.
All right. If it's green, you know what that means. That means your dog's out there eating grass,
mm-hmm.
Probably because it has a little tum-tum problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's usually when dogs mow on weeds and grass. But that can come out in the poop as grass.
What about gray?
Doesn't change much. Gray is no good. That means you got too much fat in the diet.
Yeah, and again, that can lead to pancreatitis.
And finally, red.
Yeah, especially if there's red streaks. That means your dog has blood in its stool, which means you should pick them up and take them to the vet right then.
That's right.
But also, don't discount black tarry stool. A lot of people don't realize that means there's blood. They're bleeding internally as well. It's just higher up in the digestive tract, so it gets incorporated in the poop earlier and more completely than something like the blood that's red streaky. That means it's happening in the lower digestive tract.
Yeah, I've been awash in dog poop lately because, very sadly, our 14-year-old Charlie is becoming a little bit incontinent.
Aww.
And she's doing great, but she's got very stiff little peg leg back legs,
mm-hmm.
and she's starting to just poop when the poop is there instead of saying, like, I can make it to the door and ask to be let out.
Aww. Poor Charlie.
Yeah, it's no fun, but you don't put a dog down because you don't like cleaning up their poop.
No, you just yell at them.
So you just, we're cleaning up a lot of dog beep lately.
Did you say dog beep?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. It's no fun, but especially when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's like the smell wakes you up.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it's just, it's aging is no fun. Aging animals are, it's no fun.
No,
but so. We're in the middle of it. What are you going to do?
Just yell at the dog.
No, stop saying that.
We want to thank our friends at IFL Science, Mental Floss, All Dogs Poop, and KSNF out of Joplin, Missouri.
Ooh.
For the info for this one.
You're listening to KSNF, All Dog Poop Talk All the Time.
That's right. And that means short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.